Well, we have a new director, a CEO of a nonprofit here in the studios today. First time at WPKN, and there's always a little bit of a wow factor, I think, when you see all the different record albums and CDs.
It is. It definitely is.
And I'm talking about Dr. Kathy Collins, who is the new CEO. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What, in August, I think.
Yes.
And she is the new CEO for Habitat for Humanity of Coastal Fairfield County. And, you know, it's that's an organization that many of you probably know about, have heard about, maybe even worked with. In fact, I'll tell you that WPKN at one point, I guess years ago, before I started here, we were involved in helping to build a house.
Oh, fantastic.
Like a WPKN project.
Well, you'll have to do it again.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it would be a lot of fun. You seem like you do have a lot of fun with your fundraising.
Yes.
We're going to talk a little bit about the 5K race coming up, but let me just tell you, our listeners, a bit about you. You were the executive director for at Habitat for Humanity for Greater Newburgh in New York for several years. You've had a pretty interesting background working with other nonprofits. I see a lot of words that talk about social justice and transformative social change, different nonprofit organizations that you've been involved with, also in Arkansas, in Appalachia. I see that you had a fellowship in India, which sounded fascinating. Also had a chance to live and work in Senegal. Fantastic. And now you're in Bridgeport, so welcome.
Thank you.
And well, so tell me about your journey. You were at in Newburgh, but kind of for those listeners that don't really know exactly what exactly you build and what Habitat for Humanity is about, what is just kind of a quick summary of the mission of Habitat?
Well, we build homes in partnership with families who are low-income families, and I say that they're on the precipice of really being successful, but just don't have the life circumstances that allow them to go get a traditional mortgage. Mm-hmm. But we then step in and partner with them and build with volunteers and through donations affordable, decent homes for them that they then purchase from us with a 0% mortgage that is affordable, no more than 30% of their income. And so it gives then the family stability, and it allows them to really thrive and have resilience mm-hmm. come into play.
Well, there's a lot of very impressive numbers on the website. I'm not going to go into all of them, but just in terms of how many volunteers have been involved, how many houses have been built, and you also have a something called the Restore.
Yes.
Which is a way of maybe talk about that. And that's not specific to our area.
No, right? It's across the nation. There are many people that go on tours to go to different Restores to see what they have. We have a very successful Restore in Stratford.
Right.
And what we do is we have donations of gently used furniture and building materials that we then offer to the public at a significant discount. And we keep items out of landfills, and we also are able to support our building process. The net profit from the Restore builds 3 homes a year. And so
wonderful.
If you have things to donate, please do that. And if you're looking for a great bargain, come on by the store. And you need to come every day because the inventory changes every day.
Some of my friends are dealers, antique dealers.
Yes.
They're very early.
Yeah, I bet they are.
So, now, in terms of it sounds like it's such a great way to volunteer your time and energy and resources to an operation that is building something. I mean, do you have to have? I mean, I guess people have to have a rudimentary building skills or
none at all
in the field.
Yeah. None at all. I mean, if you have them, that's fantastic. You know, we don't want to turn that away.
Right.
But you don't need to know how to do anything. You just need the willingness and the heart ready to learn and to build alongside people to help build a home and also build a family's ability to mm-hmm. thrive.
Do you have multiple houses going up at one time?
Yes.
For example, Fairfield County, is there, how many do you have?
We typically have, I think, around 14 that are going at any time at various stages.
Well, that takes a lot of manpower.
Yes, it does. So we need those volunteers. Wow. We have about, I think, about 7,000 hours of volunteer service is provided annually. Hmm. We have lots of corporate groups that come out and see this as their team building exercise. And we have a set of core volunteers that actually come regularly on a weekly basis, sometimes twice a week. And then, you know, there's opportunities if you just want to, you only have time to come for once.
Right.
So there's many, many ways for you to come build with us.
So, and a lot of the builders who are just doing kind of the nuts and bolts construction and stuff like that, that's obviously all donated time. Is there a layer of like supervisory staff that are
All of our yes, I have there's a staff team of 7, I think, construction. I'm still so new that I'd have to go back through the list, that are providing the construction services, and that will work with volunteers and who are building themselves when volunteers are not there.
Right.
You know, we
so they
still
act as like the GC for for the job. Yeah.
Yes, and then we also, you know, we still also have to pay for all of our materials. We love it when we get discounted materials or materials donated, but often those have to be. And then there's certain things that volunteers should not be doing: foundation work, electrical work, roofing work. So those are all things that
hard to be smart. Probably leave that to the professionals.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
Now, some of the fundraising events, I did want to get into the 5K race. I will mention briefly, if I don't know if there are any spots left for your golf outing. I do know that the golf course is one of the finest in the area.
Yeah.
The Country Club of Connecticut.
I think there may be one foursome that's left. So but you probably need to call today because it's on Monday.
Pretty impossible course to play normally. So maybe this is a side door to get into that course. And it's also a great cause.
We also have some great opportunities for our auction that is available to everyone. So I know there's some good courses on that are available that you could bid even if you're not able to attend the golf event.
Coming up on October 12th, on Saturday, October 12th, is the 5K run, which I did with my wife a couple years back. It was really fun.
Good.
It's in Seaside Park. It's a beautiful course. And when the weather is great, it's just, it couldn't be nicer, you know, looking at the water all the time. And it says here something about for home and then a work boot challenge. I'm not sure what that that is.
This will be my first time seeing it, but from what I can understand is that you run this race in your work boots any type of boots. So, you know, ladies, I wouldn't advise if you have high heel boots to come out and do this, but it's a great little fun challenge that reminds us of what we do and how important it is to have boots on when you come work on site.
And in terms of getting involved with that, I think we just did it individually. I know they have some teams, like corporate teams and things like that. But anyone can
do it. Mm-hmm. The ticket prices are $27 for adults to register online through October 9th, and then it's less expensive for 13 and under. And you can bring your pets or your strollers. This is open to anybody. So this can be a whole family event that you can come out and support our working with families.
Right. Well, thanks for coming in today. It's really
thank
nice
you
to
for
hear,
having me.
Here from the new CEO, Kathy Collins, the Habitat for Humanity of Coastal Fairfield County, and give Kristen my best.
I will.
She's been a liaison with us for years, and it's a wonderful nonprofit. And best of luck with your fundraising and keep up the great work with rejuvenating some of these poorly built homes that have to.
Be need torn a little
down
love
and rebuilt, but it's really great efforts by your organization.
Thank you.
So we'll take a quick break and come back with our final guest on the GM Report to the listeners. We will be right back.